You never know just where your training as an actor is going to take you. Sometimes it can get things moving pretty fast. That's the way it is these days for Kaivi Lyman Mercero, a 2002 graduate of the Mid-Pacific School of the Arts. He has the lead role with Bruce Dern and Denise Richards in American Violence, a thriller that opens next month. He's now in Atlanta doing tactical weapons training for another movie. He got a lot of his early training, and he's on the line with us from Atlanta. Good morning, Kaivi.
Aloha, Chris. How are you?
All right. Did you, how much did you sort of anticipate about what the direction your career was going to take? Did you see much of this coming?
No, there's not a lot of anticipation you can do, I think, as an actor starting off, unless you're one of those lucky few that, you know, land those huge trilogies or just a big movie right out the door.
Sure.
You know? If you're normal everyday actor, then it's just you go to the school of hard knocks and your best friend becomes rejection, and you just got to either deal with it or not.
What were your early gigs like?
Low budget horror movies.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and then here and there, some really well written stuff that you're like, wow, how come you know this big budget movie got made with an awful script and this really lower budget film has such an amazing script and great people working on it, and you know this doesn't have the money that it deserves.
There doesn't always seem to be a clear relationship between script and budget, does there?
No, it's never. You know, it's. There's no real formula in this business.
So, do you read a lot of scripts?
I do. Yeah. That's. I think that's 90% of my reading. Yeah.
And how are they circulated through agents, things like that? Your agent might send you something that's, this might be
my
good
manager,
for you.
Yeah.
So has that gotten you the movies you've been getting lately? Is that where that path took you?
Some of them I'll get sent a script, but a lot of the times I'm still humbly auditioning, just with better projects, projects that I actually, want to be a part of. And I think that can make a difference in stuff. But, yeah, usually there's an audition, and then they like you, and there's a callback, and sometimes, a meeting with the director and the team. And then you just wait by the phone.
When you said rejection had become your best friend, have you worked out some – you've obviously worked out some ways to deal with that.
Yeah, it's – you got to weigh it out. Like, do I love what, I'm pursuing – more than anything in the world, and I'm ready to just do this for the rest of my life and deal with the rejection that comes with it. Or, I always say this, the entertainment business has a Darwin effect. Like, it weeds out the weak. The people that can't hang will drop out after, they had dreams of being rich and famous, 3-4 years into their career. And that's, that's unfortunately not how it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of hard work. I think it was Jeffrey Rush who said he was, a 30-year overnight sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure, and I think that happens for many people. But as you said, it really tests, whether you're all in or not. And there's no choice but except to be all in, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I remember telling my dad when I was younger, when I just moved to L.A., I think I had just booked my first film, and I had, left college. I think I'd done barely a year and booked my first thing, and then I was not going back to college. And I think the question, well, what's plan B? And I've never even thought of that. There's been no plan B to me. It's, this is what I will do until they either drag me off or I'm dead,
In a way, if there were a plan B, that would be sort of this exit door as you walked out of a rejection at an audition that would, it would sort of comfort you in ways that maybe it shouldn't, if you want to stay hungry, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just that helps fuel the fire to get work.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Looking at the preview of your upcoming movie, there's a lot of you're a scary guy, right? And there's a lot of really intense, you have to kind of radiate danger even when you're sitting still in that role, it seems.
Yes.
So how do you get to that place?
This is this is one of those films where I read the script before I agreed to do it, and it blew my mind. A lot of times I'll page through maybe 5 or 10 pages and then put the script down and, you know, go about my day and then come back to it. But this, I couldn't. Me and my wife both read it together, and it was a page turner. We couldn't stop. We finished the whole thing, and immediately got on the phone with the director and was like, I would love to do this. Yes. But unfortunately I didn't have the prep time that I wanted. I got the script on a Tuesday afternoon and we started filming Wednesday morning. But I was very lucky that the director, Timothy Woodward Jr., he had a very clear vision on the character. And, after those first couple weeks of kind of going through the easier stuff, we really found our rhythm. And then once we moved into kind of the dark side of the character, it was much easier. And we had developed, Jackson Shea.
Your training came in your high school years, yeah?
Yes.
And what did that do for you when in terms of preparation?
The great thing about Mid-Pacific School of the Arts is that they're preparing actors at a college level. So the training that they give you those 4 years in high school is equivalent to what you would go to a college and get. And so much so that I remember when I did do that 1 year of college at Santa Monica Community College, I went into my first day of acting 101 in college, and I did a monologue, I think, from The Crucible.
Mm-hmm.
And they immediately moved me up to, acting 103. And that has I'm not tooting my horn. That has everything to do with my training at MPSA. That gave me the tools that just put me, one step ahead of the curve. And I still today use the stuff that I learned, when preparing our character, when breaking down a scene and whatnot.
Part of that would be based on a kind of a belief in the capacity of kids that age to absorb all that training. Seems mm-hmm. to work mm-hmm. for you, right?
Yeah, it worked for me. I mean, it's something that, I wouldn't say I was the best student, but with acting, I excelled. I think acting was the only thing I excelled at, but yeah.
Well, keep in touch as your career grows, Kaivi. Thanks very much for talking
with us. Of course. Thanks for having me.
Good luck on the next movie.
Thanks.
Mid-Pacific Institute 2002 graduate Kaivi Lyman-Mercereau plays death row inmate Jackson Shea in American Violence, a new movie set for release in next month.